സദാശിവസമാരംഭം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്തം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം. ശ്ലോക നമ്പർ 159. ത്വം മാം സമേദോസ്തി പുരീശരാശൌ. അഹമതിം മൂഢജനഃ കരോതി. അഹമതിം മൂഢജനഃ കരോതി. വിലക്ഷണം വേത്തി വിചാരശീലഃ. നിജസ്വരൂപം പരമാർത്ഥഭൂതം. The Shishya asked 7 questions. All those questions the Guru replied very briefly in the beginning. Kaha anatma? What is anatma? That time Shankaracharya very briefly he has given the answer. Then he is elaborating now. While elaborating that anatma, how to come out of that also, katham vimokshaha, is also pointing out here. Anything you want to tell to others, first you have to brief the whole subject. Starting itself, you should not give big lecture, and the person will go away. First you have to give a brief idea, like news. They read the first all important news, then they do vistaraha, samkshepaha, vistaraha. Samkshepaha means briefly they explain. Later vistaraha means expansion. At the end again sankshepaha, headlines once again. Similarly, every granthakarta also follows the same method. Why this method? This is the methodology of the teaching. Then alone a person can grasp the matter correctly, the subject matter very clearly, assimilate the teaching. Sometimes you may feel, why Shankaracharya repeating same matter? I heard already previous shlokas also. Why same thing he is talking? You may feel Shankaracharya has no other subject, therefore go on talking the same thing. We have to understand the best teacher one who always repeats. The best student is one who understands this repetition, also important. So a student has to become a best student. So the repetition is very, very important in the Shastra. That's why don't think everything repetition only in the Viveka Chudamani. So even if I miss one class also, no problem, don't think like that. In every repetition, Shankaracharya gives very important clues that we have to note down. We have to keep in our mind. So, before going to the shloka, in the previous class there is one correction. In 156th shloka, I have given the meaning of Vengepi Jivanat. I have taken that as Atma. Vi angaha, without organs is atma, I said. But I would like to correct that word. Vengepi Jivanat means the body, even without some one or two organs also, body survives. That's the meaning. So, Pani Pada Adi. Adiman Dehaha. Dehaha, the body, has got legs and hands. The body survives. Not only that, even one leg is not there, one hand is not there. Sometimes one eye is not there. One kidney is not there. Also, people are surviving, no? Therefore, you cannot say that body is Atma. Because Atma is Nirgunam Niravayavam. Avayavam is not there. So that is the correction. Please note down. In this 159th shloka, Shankaracharya tells, Tvank Mamsa Meda Asti Purisha Rasyau Aham Matim Mudhajanaha Karoti. Mudhajanaha means unintelligent people, deluded people, whose mind is deluded. What they do with deluded mind? They take this tvak, this charmam, this skin, tvak, mamsa, the flesh of this body, meda, the flesh, mamsam, meda means that inside bone, marrows, all these, purisha rashav, even bones, everything, all this fill the matter. Aham matim karoti. I am, they consider. Matim means what? Consider. Aham matim, they consider as themselves. I am this body. What body? Full of bones, full of flesh, full of blood, full of filthy matter. Who are they? Mudha janaha karoti. Intelligent people never take this body as themselves, Atma. Only unintelligent people look at the body and take that body as themselves. So whoever takes this body as the ultimate, I am this body, whoever has got that thought, they are all unintelligent people in the world. Who says? I am not telling. Shankaracharya says, Vilakshanam Veti Vichara Silaha. Vichara Silaha means the inquiry, the people who does analysis. Vicharana means inquiry. Shila means who are committed to that Vichara. How can I become this flesh body? How can I become this bones and all marrow? All this, it is not my nature. So they feel shy to say, I am this body. Vichara shilaha, discriminative people, analyzing people, intelligent people, informed people, mature people. Innu solanana, purified mind people. Whose mind is purified, they are all mature people. Whose mind is discriminative, vichakshana, atma, anatma, vichakshana, real and unreal. In the unreal body, how can I say it is real? They are called viveka, vichara, shilaha, veti, they know. What they know? Vilakshanam, which is different. Vilakshanam means separate, different. They recognize, they understand. Veti means understand. Recognize, they discover. What they know? Nijaswarupam paramarthabhutam vilakshanam atma veti. They understand the nijaswarupam. Nijaswarupam means real nature. My real swabhava is Atma Swarupam, not this body, not even mind which is fluctuating all the time. I am Achalaha Atma Swarupam. Nijaswarupam, not only that, Paramartha Bhutam. It is the ultimate. Paramartha means ultimate truth. Paramartha means supreme truth. That is the only supreme truth. Atma Swarupam, Nijaswarupam, that is the only real nature, which is Vilakshana, means different from this body. Vicharashilaha Veti. The intelligent people knows that. Up to here, we saw in the last class. So we are all intelligent people because we are not seeing the body as ourselves. We are all Vicharashilaha. Next shloka, 160th shloka.
Dehohamit keva jadasya buddhim.
Dehohamit keva jadasya buddhim.
Dehe cha jive vidushastvaham dhihim. Viveka vijnanavato mahatmanaham.
Viveka vijnanavato mahatmanaham.
Brahmahamityeva matis sadatmani.
Brahmahamityeva matis sadatmani.
In this shloka, Shankaracharya is talking about three types of people. First line, the first type of people. The second line, he explained the second type of people. Third line, for third type of people. What are those three types? We'll see which type we will come. We are studying in which type we are, not other person in which type. My husband in which type, or my wife is in which type. It is not our job. Where am I? In this spiritual field, where am I standing? Only this self-observation, not to observe even your close members of the family. We have no right to observe anyone. This is only for self personal observation. First line,
jadasya buddhihi aham dehaha iti eva. Dehaha aham iti eva jadasya buddhihi.
These people are called nastikas, charvakas, materialistic people, body-oriented people. Deha abhimana vantahana. They have lot of attachment to the body. Further, you want to say, even scientists also comes under this only. I don't say all scientists. There are some scientists, they accept, no? Maximum scientists only materialistic, that is. So they never accept jiva, sukshma shariram at all. What to talk of atma? Sukshma shariram, the jivatma, the mind, antakaranam itself, they never accept. A brain is a phenomenon, mind is a phenomenon, it is a matter, it is energy in motion, something they go on talking. But they never accept there is a jiva, mind, sukshma shariram traveling other than this body. They never accept. They never even imagine also. They have firm conclusion. There is nothing other than this body. That is called here, aham dehaha. I am this body, alone, eva. There is no other sukshma shariram or karana shariram, subtle body or causal body, nothing is there. subtle body, causal body itself they are not able to accept. How they can accept the Atma Swarupam, which is beyond subtle body and causal body? Very difficult. Therefore, aham dehaha iti eva jadasya buddhihi. Buddhihi means the knowledge. They have such a knowledge. Jadasya buddhihi means a buddhi which is useless in ardham. Jada buddhi means always jada means matter. Jadasya buddhihi means the buddhi which is always give utmost importance to the matter. Inert. Jada means inert. The one who gives importance to the inert matter, they are called, this buddhi is called jadasya buddhi. Body is jadam by itself, by its nature, it is inert. Achetanam. We have to understand how this sentientia has come, and we are analyzing now. And ultimately we are getting that knowledge. Atma is the ultimate Chaitanya Swarupam. This body mind is borrowing the Chaitanya. These are all we are studying in Shastra. If a person don't study Shastra, he take this Jadam, inert body, as himself. This is called first type. So we don't come under that type. Okay? There are people, group of people, who come under this category. Thank God, fortunately, we are not in that cadre. Adike, you have to show gratitude to the Lord. Bhagavane, you have protected me. Suppose you also join in that group. Inna, janma, janma, as it takes time. The next type, dehe che jive vidushas vidushaha tu aham dhihi. The second type of people, the second category of people, they are called astikaha, those who believe in jiva, sukshma shariram, that which travels after the fall of the body. Swamini, have you seen that traveling now? Shastra says we believe. That is called pramana buddhi. Never question the Shastra. You study fully Shastra under a competent teacher, then all your doubts will be cleared. Without studying, how can you ask or how can you argue with the pramanam, Shastra pramanam? Either I have to study fully, understand, or I have to believe. I have no right to condemn the Shastra. So these people are called Astikaha. They believe in Shastra. They have tremendous faith. Shastra says there is Sukshma Shariram. Jeevatma is there. This Jeeva travels, carries the Punya Papa Phalam along with that Sharira, Sukshma Shariram, and wait for the next body. Having left this body here, just we are leaving these clothes and wearing the fresh new clothes. That is why this is the concept where freedom fighters all, they sacrifice their life. If I lose this body, doesn't matter. If I serve my country, I sacrifice my life for this country, I am going to get another higher birth. They never bother about this body. How many people suffered in Andaman, Nicobar, that the jail, Andaman jail. This body is nothing for them. If I leave this body, they have given importance to Sukshma Shariram. All astikas, our karma kanda, our pujas, rituals, what we are all doing for punyam's sake, not keeping this body in the mind. Our whole sadhana, our whole range of practices are directed to that jiva, sukshma shariram. At least next birth, you should have a good Otherwise, he should go to Vaikuntha, Kailasa. So people have that feeling. That's why Dehe cha Jive. Here Vidushaha means Shastra Janya Paroksha Jnanam. Vidushaha means not a Jnani, not a wise person, not at a got Jnanam. Vidushaha in the sense here Shastra Janya Pramana Buddhi. Shastra Janya Paroksha Jnanam. Paroksha Jnana means indirect knowledge. This Jiva travels, Shastra says. That's why Shraddha Karma, Pindam, Tarpanam, all these they do. Why? Because they believe in Shastra. So therefore, they are very much interested in Karma Kanda. They are interested in Karma Kanda. To get rid of Papam, they do lot of Punya Karmas and they purify. And the samskaras, good samskaras, they develop and they take care of the sukshma sarira. There are many, many thousands and thousands of people in our country, they are working for that. Shastra says, all the best. Work for that. Instead of saying nastika irendhika vela, instead of becoming a nastika, be an astika and work for sukshma sarira purification. Okay? That is the second line, that category of people. To go to higher lokas, they do all karma kanda and they take the sukshma sariram is different from this body. After leaving this body, we are all doing this 13 days karma kanda. Ellame for whom? This body gone into ashes. But that person, for that sukshma sariram, they do all karma kanda. He should go to Pitrulokas and he can meet them and say hello. They are waiting there. So Pitrulokam is also a great loka. Not easy to go there. Next, third one. Viveka Vijnanavataha Mahatmanaha. Moving. Viveka Vijnanavataha Mahatmanaha. This third category, Mahatmanaha means discriminative people. Mahan, Atma. Atma means mind. Whose mind is so high and high thinking. Great. Wise people. They are called wise people. Viveka Vijnanavataha. Vijnanavataha means they have got Vijnanam. What is Vijnanam? They know I am Atma, consciousness. I am neither gross body, nor subtle body, nor causal body. I am different from all these three bodies. That is called Vijnanam. Aparoksha Jnanam, direct knowledge. The knowledge which is born out of study of scriptures for a length of time. They recognize, they discover that Jnanam take place in their intellect. So, Atmani Anatma Pravilape Yat Jnanam Sanjatam. The whole Anatma, the unreal world, Shariratrayam Prapanchatrayam. Three bodies and three worlds. Just as you have gross body, subtle body, causal body, the whole world also, gross world, subtle world, causal world, prapanchatrayam, whole anatma, including shariratrayam, they will falsify atmani anatma previlape. The whole anatma means unreal, false, mithya. That they previlape means they will merge into that. Merge, don't think something merging. Understanding other than Atma, everything is unreal. That is Jnanam. That is called Vijnanam. First, when I am listening from the teacher, it is Paroksha Jnanam, indirect knowledge. Later, after contemplation, I assimilate the teaching, I understand, yes, this is fact. Whatever my guru says, the Shastra says, it is fact. Parama Satyam. That is the only truth. That is called direct knowledge. That is called Aparoksha Jnanam. So that Jnanam they get, Viveka Vijnana Vataha. How they got this Vijnanam? Because of Viveka. Atma Anatma Viveka. Discrimination. They have Vichakshana Jnanam. They think. What about other people? About two lines. You know? They act. They don't think much. That's why every Vedantic seeker is a thinker. Understand? Here you are coming to the class, the teacher makes you to think, not to believe. Believe that you are Atma. No. That is not a teaching. A teacher is not supposed to say that. Understand you are Atma. You must understand that you are Atma. Believe that you are Atman. What is there to believe? 4 plus 4 is 8. No? Please, my dear student, please believe. No? If I ask you, 4 plus 4, 8, then believe. No? What is there, Swamini, to believe? It is a fact. It is understanding. It is a knowledge. There is no question of belief here. This is called Viveka. That knowledge which is born out of discrimination, Viveka, it is called Viveka Jnanam. Viveka Vijnanam. The people, whoever has got that Jnanam, they are called Vijnana Vataha. Mahatmanaha. How they consider themselves? Brahma Aham Iti Eva. Aham Brahma Iti. I am the consciousness. I am the awareer. I am the sentient principle. I am the Chaitanyam Atma Swarupam. I am. Aham Brahma Eva Matihina. Mati means consider, understanding. Their thought is like that only. Jnana Vritti take place in the Buddhi. Understanding always take place where? In the intellect. Here Matihi means Buddhi. So Antahkaranam, mind also included in the Antahkaranam. Antahkaranam is nothing but Buddhi, Manasu, Chittam, Ahankara, all put together. So therefore Matihi, Sada Atmani. Sada Atmani, all the time, when you are Brahmanana, when I go to Samadhi, Swamini, when I go to Samadhi, I am Atma. When I come out of Samadhi, I am husband. Like that? No. When you are interacting as a husband, as an employee, as a mother, as a father, as a son, as a daughter, are you Atma or not? Atma only. You never forget, I am a human being or not. Wherever you are, in which country you know that you are a human being. You never lose sight of that I am a human being. No one can make you lose sight of. Unless person become mental retarded, that is very vision, abnormal. Normally, person never doubt himself or herself. Similarly, a jnani also, a wise person also, brahmanishtha also never get a doubt. Am I Atma or body? In the mother, sandehame varad. Sada Atmani, all the time. In Jagradavastha, Swapnavastha and Sushuptiavastha. Of course, Sushuptiavastha, they are in dormant form. While waking state also I am Atma only. While dream time also I am Atma only. Even causal status also I am Atma only. Who am I? Sakshi, the witnesser of waking state, dream state, sleep state. That is called the third category, people, wise people. Above two lines are otherwise people. These two lines for wise people like you. So you deserve these two lines. I hope so. If you feel you are not deserve, make yourself to deserve for that. On my part, as a student part, I have to make myself qualify or deserve myself to own up that fact. Aham Brahma Sada. That Atmani Eva Matihina. Next shloka we will read. Shloka number 161. Atratma buddhim tyaja mooda buddhim.
Atratma buddhim tyaja mooda buddhim.
Tvam mam samedo sthi purisha rashau. Atratma buddhim tyaja mooda buddhim. ஓ மூடபுத்தி என்ன குரு அட்ரஸிங் த பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஹேவிங் மூடபுத்தி என்ன டெல்யூடெட் இன்டலெக்ட் அர்த்தம் அன் இன்டலெக்ட் ஹுச் இஸ் ஓவர் பவர்டு பை அஜானம் இக்னரன்ஸ் Not knowing the Nijaswarupam, Atmaswarupam, that buddhi is called Mooda Buddhi. Oh, Mooda Buddhi, Tyaja, give up. What? Tyaja means give up. Tyajjadhatu. Tvam Tyaja, commanding, load. Tvam Tyaja, you must give up. என்ன அப்படியே கமாண்ட் பண்ணணுமா என்ன வை குரு இஸ் கமாண்டிங் குரு ஓன்லி கேன் கமாண்ட் பிகாஸ் குரு இஸ் த வெல் விஷர் குரு ஹேஸ் நோ எனி எஜெண்டா நோ மோட்டிவ் குரு இஸ் த வெல் விஷர் பிகாஸ் த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் வாண்ட் மோக்ஷா ஸோ தேர் ஃபோர் யூ கிவ் அப் வாட் ஆத்ம புத்திம் அத்ர ஆத்ம புத்திம் அத்ர மீன்ஸ் ஆன் திஸ் பாடி Atra, here. Here means what? Above said, Atma, Dehatma Bhavana is there. Atra means on this body. Atma Buddhi means seeing this body as Atma, that Buddhi you give up. Person says, I want to give up, but that is not giving up. That's why there is one story. One guru, the Sishya asked, Guru, how to give up? All these things, how to give up? Then what guru did one day, he went and embraced the trunk of the tree. Tightly he embraced. And Guru Sishya said, they tried, oh Sishya, please take out my hands from this trunk. Then Guru Sishya's both the side, they tried pulling. Hey Guru, tree is not catching you. You are only catching the tree. Please give up that. Then Guru said, like that only. Samsara, this problem is not holding to you. People take like that. It is my prarabdha. Therefore, I know when jnanam is going to come, it will come. People will talk, these are all my previous prarabdha. I have to undergo. Therefore, whatever we do, ella Bhagavan sankalpam, everything. Therefore, they never put any effort. And they blame all prarabdha. Previous sanchita karma also, they blame all the time. The Guru says, Not like that. If you desire to come out of the bondage, this bandha, you have to take an effort. You have to put effort. You have to study scriptures. And to get the idea to go to class, Sunday Viveka Chodamani class also, that idea Bhagavan should give. People are there. If I have that, what that? To go and study Shastram, all these things, if it is there on my fate, on my head, Bhagavan will send. How Bhagavan will send? You are sitting in front of TV and asking Bhagavan to send. Laziest person, fatalistic person, such a person never get jnana. Bhagavan says, that is why in the Bhagavad Gita, Uddhared Atmanatmanam. You have to uplift yourself. No one uplift you in this world. Remember, dear, near, close person also. Other place Shankaracharya says, your son can share your burden from your shoulder, but your bondage, your ajnana, no one can share. So you have to remove your ignorance. You have to put your effort. So therefore, Shankaracharya says, Atra asmin dehe anartham. Asmin dehe atma buddhim tyaja. Until now you are muda buddhi. Become a sattva, sattvic person. Where you are putting this atma buddhi? Tvang, mamsa, meda, asti, purisha, rashau. This whole, again, chullindi irikar, thiripi thiripi parangam. Because we have such an attachment. Morning onwards, what protein to eat, what carbohydrate to eat? What type of water I have to drink? Worrying about breakfast, lunch, dinner, breakfast, lunch, dinner, breakfast, lunch, dinner. In between, what juice I have to take? What vitamin tablets I have to take? What a tremendous energy we are spending for this body, pampering this body. In spite of that much pampering, it goes haywire. You cannot decide what is happening inside. Something allergy, they do prick test, no? 16 times they do prick test, what type of allergy? Finally, doctor said, I cannot find out what allergy is this. After doing all prick tests. What? Pak, mamsa, flesh, blood, bones, again fill the matter. And this matter, this deha buddhi, atma buddhi, dehe atma buddhi, tyaja. What type of body? Second line that is explained here. Tak mamsa medha. This type of body, on this body, give up abhimana, deha abhimana. It is a tool, it is a means to attain moksha. For parama purushartha prapyartham, deha a parikaram, instrument. Understand? Deho devalayasya proktaha sajivaha kevala shivaha. Shariram adyam khalu dharma sadhanam. Dharma sadhanam parama purushartha sadhanam. Up to that you have to take care of the body. Then sarvatmani brahmani nirvikalpe kurushva shantim paramam bhajasva. He said give up. Having given up, what you have to take? Something you have to give up, something you have to take up. So what you have to give up, he has said, the first sloka and the first line and second line. The third and fourth line, Shankaracharya says, what you have to take up. Sarva atmani brahmani nirvikalpe kurushvana. Sarva atmani brahmani nirvikalpe. Nirvikalpa means vikalpa rahitam, divisionless. Nirvikalpe brahmani. In that Brahman which is divisionless, It has no distinction. There is no separation. There are no parts. Nirvikalpe Brahmani Sarvam Atmani Kurushvan. Kurushva means Janihi, know. You should know this, everything is Atma. Sarvam Atma alone. In the Atma alone, everything is there. What type of Atma? That Atma is nothing but Brahman. That Brahman is nothing but Nirvikalpam. Divisionless, all-pervading, Brihattamatvat Brahma. Why Atma is called Brahma? Because of all-pervading. It is big. Mahato Mahiyan. Brihattamatvat, Brihattamatvat, don't think, imagine like a mountain. Atma, Brahman is like a mountain. Since it is everything, infinite. Brihattamatvat means here, infinite. That Atma is infinite. When it in terms of infinite, it is called Brahman. When it is in this body, it is available, it is called Atma. So, Atma anchunnalum, Brahman anchunnalum, unnuda. Nirvikalpam Brahma. What type of Brahma? Nirvikalpam. That means you have to get the corollary. What is it? Body is savikalpam. It has divisions, parts, whereas Brahman is nirvikalpam. Kurushva means you know, janihi, you should know. Paramam shantim bhajasva. If you have this jnanam, this knowledge, everything is Brahman, nirvikalpam Brahman alone, that Brahman is Atma alone, that Atma is myself, my real nature. My real nature, actually, I am showing to my gross body. So you have to understand. Swamini, how can I become that Atma Brahman? This body can never become Brahman. Even mind can never become Brahman. This hand has to go pierce into that Atma Swarupam, I, the consciousness. So you will understand that, my intention, I hope. If you don't understand, there is a big gulf. Kurushva, shantim, paramam shantim bhajasva. The supreme happiness, supreme peace. Parama shanti. Kurai ondrum illai. Nimmadena. Paripurnata, complete person. Not by raiment suit, but by Atmajnanam. Atmajnanam alone, I am a complete person. That is called, that completeness is called shanti here. Paramam shantim. Bhajasva means attain. You attain, prapnuhi. That means what? Finally, the essence of the shloka is, without giving up the attachment to the body, you can never associate with yourself with Atma. Without the dissociation of the sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, you can never own up sharira traya vilakshana Atma. You can never own up that Atma which is different from three bodies. You can never own up as long as who is hold on to annamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, pranamaya kosha. Swamini, my mind is so disturbing. My mind is so disturbing. Go on telling story, story, story. How long? Falsify that mind. Mano nashaha. As early as possible, you have to falsify mind. Swamini, if I falsify the mind, how can I survive? Happily you can survive. I will tell you, you can, better way you can survive. If you give reality to that mind, it always exploits you, threatens you, frightens you. Such a mind. That's why a jnani mind alone is a healthy mind. A mind he entertains is a healthy mind, and he enjoys, or she enjoys, really. That's why mind by itself is a blessing if you know how to handle it. That's why people ku bayam mind ella falsify pannitana. If I falsify the mind, if I falsify the body, how am I going to do my family duties? Janaka Maharaja, you can remember. Yajnavalkya, you can remember. They are all grihasthas. Why I am quoting them? You may quote Swami, you are a sannyasini. You have no responsibility. Even you give up abhimana to your body, mind, also nothing will happen to you. But we have a lot of paraphernalia, possession, children, family, members. How is it possible? That is why I am quoting Janaka Maharaja, a great king, Yajnavalkya, a grihastha. Therefore, grihastha jnanis are more in our country. All rishis were rishi patnis, all were jnanis. So therefore, no excuse. Next shloka. Shloka number 162.
Dehendriyadavasati bhramoditam. Vidvanaham tam najahati yavat. Tavanna tasyasti vimukti vartam.
Tavanna tasyasti vimukti vartam.
Apyaskesha vedanta nayanta darshim. Apyastesha vedanta nayanta darshi.
There is a sandhi, vimukti varta api asya eshaha astu eshaha. In this shloka, Shankaracharya emphasized the same point. What is that? Yavat, as long as, that means yavat means yavat kalam, as long as deha indriya adau asatim deha indriya adau. Asati means unreal, sat means real, asat means unreal, asatim means on unreal, saptami locative case. Asatim, on unreal. What are that unreal things? Deha, indriya, this body and sense organs. Sense organs of knowledge, sense organs of action, mind, intellect, memory, ahankara, even five pranas all put together, indriyanam, indriyadau. Asati, asatim, on all these unreal sense organs and the body, uditam bhrama, bhramaha, bhramoditam. Udita means that delusion born out of, udita means born. That means identification. Brahma Udita means what? Identification with the unreal body and sense organs. Body means you can take even subtle body, causal body also included. Identification with all these unreal things. Yavat vidvan ahamtam na jahati. Ahamtam means atma buddhi. Vidvan means he is well educated only. He is well educated. He is studying scriptures also. And tell others also, I am studying scriptures, I am reading Upanishads and are vidvan. But what? Yavat kalam deha indriyadav atma buddhi asatim brahma uditam buddhi na jahati. As long as he won't give up this brahma, that which is born what? That which is born on these sense organs and the body, unreal one, that idea, that identification, if you won't give up, aham tam buddhim, and means atma buddhim, brahmodita means bhranti janitam, born out of bhranti, delusion, asatim means anatmani, if you won't give up, tavat means up to that time, manartham, yavat tavat, as long as you have this, so long you have to suffer, manartham, yavat tavat. Tavat, up to that time, na tasya vimukti varta na asti. Vimukti varta means liberation. And the varta kuda solla mudiyadu avanukku. Neku vimukti irukappa nu vaaya therandhu kuda solla mudiyadu. You cannot utter a statement, you can have moksha, you will get liberation. Even that statement we cannot say for that person, as long as that person is having identification with body mind complex. Not only that, Shankaracharya says, yeshaha vedantanaya anantadarshi astu. This is so how he is na kindling and solvanalla kindle pandrathu and madri pesrar. He is ridiculing the person. Even though he is karachi kudichittar and solvanalla filter panni nalla he has swallowed the juice ella. And madri, even he has thoroughly gone through whole Upanishads, Vedanta Naya Antadarshi annana up to end Brahma Sutra, Mimamsa, Tarka, Vyakaranam, everything. Konchan Jyotisham, that also he should know. That's why a philosopher who knows Jyotisham is becoming popular. For those people's sake, these people are studying Jyotisham. There are some people, I don't say all people, there are people who knows astrology. People give utmost importance to those people who knows astrology. So there is a craze. Vedanta Nayaha means Vedanta Shastram Antadarshi. That's why one person has said, it seems to Chinmayananda, I have gone through all Upanishads. He said, I have gone through all Upanishads. Then Chinmayananda Swami asked, you have gone through all Upanishads, how many Upanishads has gone through you? There are people keeping Bhagavad Gita under the pillow. There are people keeping Upanishads under the pillow. Yena, by early morning all will enter into my head. I'm not joking. Really, there are there. So such a type of belief these people, Antadarshi means studying, years together thoroughly, top to bottom, the whole Shastra, apdi just in the Veda Shastra manna avar vayilandha varana, Vachaspati, Mishra, illa titles ella irukkalaya. Lot of titles they give. There is no surety, Shankaracharya says. Astu, yeshaha, Veda Anta Darshi Astu. Maybe he is a great scholar in Vedanta, in other Shastras, Siksha, Vyakaranam, Kalpam, Chandas, Jyotisham, Niruktam, all, Tarka, Mimamsa, everything he has studied. Not only that, studying, everything is he remembers and he quotes. Excellent orator, excellent writer, excellent speaker also. Everything is there. But as long he has not given up this deha, indriya asati, unreal body mind, on that if he has not given up the identification, there is no possibility of Atma Jnanam. Very, very stubborn Shankaracharya. That is why, however much you study, Atma Jnanam is entirely, that is another way. Shastra Jnopi, even if Shastram Padichalam Kuda, Jnanam Varumana Sandeham. You have to study in a proper way. I have studied academically. If you go to Madras University, you also can join tomorrow. If you want to do MA Philosophy, MPhil, you also can join. Advaita Philosophy, you can take, study thoroughly after 5 years, you can come and show the certificate also. But there is no guarantee. You are a muktaha. Nobody gives certificate. That is the problem. If I say certificate, I give so and so bearer of this letter. Certificate is a muktaha. Swamini, will you give any certificate like that? Anna? Fortunately or unfortunately, no teacher knows whether student is attained jnanam or not. Only the student knows. The person alone knows himself or herself whether I am realized or not. There is no any other parameter. I don't know it is blessing or not blessing. Theriyala. Okay. So, astu eshaha, the vartha api nasti. That api should go to the third line. Vartha api nasti tavat tasya vimukta va, vimukti vartha api nasti. Vimukti means liberation, moksha. And the vartaye solla mudiyadhu avanukku. Deha abhimanam vidalenna. Astu eshaha vedantanaya, vedanta darshi, anta darshi. Let him have a tremendous knowledge in Shastra. But I don't care. I means Shastra. Shastra. That's why the students have to be very careful. Are you want to become an academically scholarly person? Academically you want to become a learned person, Vedanta? Or you are a really Jivan Mukta? Yeah. You have to see, you have to check yourself all the time. Unknowingly our mind, because it is fascinating. The subjects are grammar. You see this tarka, logic, mimamsa and all. So fascinating, and they attract the person. And they mesmerize the person. That much it has a power. That's why Shankaracharya says in the same text we have seen. Shabdajalam Maharanyam Chitta Brahmana Karakam. The same Shastra which helps you to cross over this bondage, this same Shastra will bind the person if he is not under the guidance of a proper guru. Same Shastra binds the person. That's why the student always under the guidance of a Shrotriya Brahmanishtha. If I am not under the guidance of my Guru or Shastra, Shrotriya Brahmanishtha, I lose my track. I do not know where am I going, which direction I am going. By the time the decades will be wasted, 10 years, 20 years, go waste. That's why Shankaracharya warning. Astu eshaha vedantanaya antadarshi. So, up to here Shankaracharya pointed out, you have to give up the reality, the attitude of reality to this body and mind. If real I am this, that thought should be given up. But then what am I? Afterwards I will take care of that. First you give up. First you give up, then the Shastra will take care of. I am not this body, I am not this mind. Then who am I? Then come to Shastra. Then come to Guru. Guru tells, once you give up that idea you are the body and mind, Guru tells what you are. Suppose if you thought giving up that idea, Deha, I am, mind, I am, body, without giving up that idea, Guru, however much Guru teaches, however much you study, it will not enter at all. So, you qualify yourself at least by next week. I hope you are already qualified. If any one feels 1 week time is there, by next Sunday we can more in the next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.